to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practicers. I'd like to continue the conversation that we began yesterday, where we discussed the idea that perhaps it's more l'chatchila, it's more preferred, it's more ideal to daven mincha later in the afternoon, closer to sunset, closer to shkia, what's known at the time of mincha ketana, as opposed to early mincha, what's known as mincha gedola. However, Bichil Michal Tkachinsky put out a calendar. And in the calendar, he put many halachos, and he quotes from Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv, and he was the Rav of Yerushalayim. And he's quoted, the psak that he gave, is that on every year Erev Pesach, even l'chatchila, it may be ideal to daven mincha gedola. What's the reasoning? Because as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday's daf, that although typically, the carbon tamid was brought, what's known in 9.5 hours, halfway between midday and sunset, that's when mincha ketana begins. On Erev Pesach, they brought the carbon tamid earlier. And since the time that we should have a mincha reflects the time that they brought the carbon tamid, since they brought the carbon tamid earlier on Erev Pesach, we could have a mincha earlier as well. Utsi Pesach Frank, also Rav of Yerushalayim, he writes in Mikrei Kodesh on Pesach Chelek Beis Simen Chavav, where he's a little bit bothered by this psak of his predecessor, Reb Chaim Berlin, in that the reason why they brought the carbon tamid earlier on Erev Pesach was to allow time to bring the carbon Pesach after the tamid. As the Gemara discussed yesterday's daf, slightly hinted in today's daf, they brought the carbon Pesach after the carbon tamid, and therefore to allow time to be able to bring the carbon Pesach, that's why we brought the carbon tamid earlier. But absent that necessity to bring the carbon Pesach, of course, we would also bring the carbon tamid at its more proper time. And therefore, now that unfortunately we're unable to bring the carbon Pesach, it should revert back to the halacha throughout the year that it's best to daven mincha later to reflect the time that we would be bringing the carbon tamid. And the Mikrei Kodesh Kedarko goes back and forth, brings rayos here and there, different examples to bring out his point. I just have one comment, really one question, which I'll pose to everyone to maybe enlighten me. In yesterday's daf, we learned why was it that the carbon tamid was typically brought at 9.5 hours. The Gemara gives an explanation, a maskana it seems, from Rava, that the only reason why we waited till 9.5 hours to bring the carbon was in order to allow the Kohanim to bring the other karbanos, the Nedarim and Nedavos. Since you can't bring any karbanos after the tamid, we waited in order to bring the tamid later in the afternoon. According to the Mikrei Kodesh's reasoning, according to our Tzvi Pesach Frank argues, that really we have to adapt to the new reality that we don't have the carbon Pesach to bring, therefore we should push the carbon tamid later. I think that brings us to a cycle, because once we no longer have Nedarim and Nedavos, unfortunately, now we could push up the carbon tamid, bring it back to Mincha Gedola. The only reason why we pushed off the carbon tamid later in the afternoon was in order to bring in Nedarim and Nedavos. If we don't have Nedarim and Nedavos, then the carbon tamid could go back earlier in the day. So according to the Mikrei Kodesh's reasoning, it should really come out that throughout the year, not only on Erev Pesach, where the Mikrei Kodesh was challenging, rather the exact opposite. Throughout the year, you should be able to daven mincha gedola, even l'chatchila.